The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Shavuot, Daf Het. The Daf is being studied. The Enu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther and Eliyahu ben Allegra. Ruach Hashem Tenihem. Began Eden Amen. In today's Daf on Zayin Amud Bet. And we are starting 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. On the Amar Mor. We are discussing over here a law that was brought down in our Mishnah. There's a Se'ir, a goat that's brought on Yom Kippur. It's called the Se'ir Lifnim. Its blood is sprinkled inside. It's brought inside the Kodesh, as opposed to the Se'ir that's brought outside. That's Se'ir Lahutz. This Se'ir is very significant, the Torah says. It's Mechaper on special Avonot. So the Mishnah said, which Avon is this Sa'ir Mechaper on? Oh, I shouldn't say Mechaper. The Gemara will explain, it suspends the punishment of the Avon temporarily. What's the Avon? A person realized he became Tameh on Monday. And then he went into the Beit HaMikdash on Tuesday. But when he went into the Beit HaMikdash, he had forgotten that he got Tameh. And he never remembered. He never remembered. So he had a Yidi'ah, and then he had a Shekha, and then he has a sin on his roster, but he doesn't know. So he's today, he's pending. So it says, when Kippur comes around, and the Kohen goes inside and brings that Sa'id Bifnim, so that already suspends his punishment until a later date, until he realizes that he committed the sin. Let's say, 7 months later, he said, wow, you're right, that day I went into the Beit HaMikdash, I think I was Tameh. So now he has to make a Korban Oleh V'Yored. But from the interim time, the time that he doesn't know, to the time that he finds out, the Kippur passes, so the Kippur, let's say, relieves him from that Avon and that the punishment of that Avon. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara has to prove that, but because the Gemara says, Lechol pishpehem, lechol hatotam. Says this korban is mechaper lechol pishpehem, lechol hatotam, to all their sins, to all their pishaim, to all the hataim. So the Gemara, and it says lechol tumotam, and they're tumot. So the Gemara right away jumped it out. Tumah means the tumah of going into Beit HaMikdash betumah. How do you know that? We have other forms of tumah that. The Gemara says, for example, Avodah Zarah brings a Tumah to a person. Shifichut Damim brings brings a Tumah to a person. Gilui Arayot brings a Tumah to a person. So maybe this Seir of Yom Kippur is not Mechaper on Tumat Mikdash. Maybe it's Mechaper on one of the other items in the Torah that also bring Tumah. Who told you it's Davka this? Because again, it doesn't say anywhere in the Pasuk the Sa'id of Yom Kippur is mechaper for going into the Beit HaMikdash b'shogeg. Doesn't say that. We're just being doreshit from the words. So now the Gemara begins. Amar Mor. Now Amar Mor obviously is going to be something that we learned already. Amar Mor always quotes something that we had previously, and then is going to isolate it and analyze it. Yesh li b'anyan zeh lehavi gimel tum'ot. Maybe I should also say that the Pasuk is adding the 3 tum'ot. To say what? That Yom Kippur will be mechaper tumat avodah zarah, v'tumat gilui arayot, v'tumat shefichut damim. So the Gemara asks, "Hai avodah zarah hechidame? What's the case of avodah zarah? I bemezid. If the guy did avodah zarah bemezid on purpose, bar katalahu. So the guy's hayabita. The guy gets stoned to death. So there's no sa'id for Yom Kippur being mechaper on this guy." And if he did the Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, he brings a Korban Hatat. So also you don't need the Sa'ir of Kippur to be Mechaper. So what was the Hava Amina to say that Tum'ah that a person gets when he does Avodah Zarah will be fixed by the Sa'ir of Yom Kippur? Mema Nafshach. Mezid, he dies. Shogeg, he brings his own Korban. So it's b'mezid ve'lo atrube. Simple. The guy did it b'mezid, but there was no warning. So when you do it b'mezid and no warning, there is no korban, obviously, and there is no mitah. Oh, so I would have thought that what? let the Sa'id of Yom Kippur handle such a situation. Or Bishogeg velo ityeda'le. Or let's say he did it Bishogeg and he didn't realize that he did it. He had a yediyah, say, make the same case. He had a yediyah and then he forgot. Look at Rashi, bottom line. Or two lines of Bemezid velo atrube. Ve'enu neherag belo atra'a. We know that. We learned that in Sanhedrin already. Next Rashi. Ve'lo et yeda'ale. Salka ledakamina. Litlele lagid menes yurin ad shivadalo. I would have thought that maybe let the Sayyid of Yom Kippur suspend the punishment for the Avodah Zarah until he realizes it. And then once he realizes it, he can bring a korban. Okay, good. So that's the Hiddush. That's the Hiddush of Avodah Zarah. Kamash Malan, it's not covering Avodah Zarah. What was the Havamina in this case? Gilui arayot name. Now get to the second case. Gilui arayot hechi name. What's the case? Ibn mezid. If the guy did avodah zarah, I mean gilui arayot ibn mezid bar katalau. The guy's hayav. The guy's hayav mita. Okay, it's hayav mita. Ibn shogeg bar korbanu. If he did the gilui arayot ibn shogeg, same story. It's hayav korban. So the Gemara says, "Bemezid velo atrube, beshogeg velo ityedale." Same answer. Case is talking about where he did it bemezid without a hatra'a, so therefore there's no mitah. So I would have thought that the kippur item suspends his punishment, or beshogeg velo ityedale. Therefore, I would have thought also the kippur korban is mechap is suspending his punishment. Good. Third case. Shifichut damim name hechi dame. Okay, what's the case of shifichut damim? If a guy murdered somebody, bemezid bar katalau, it's hayav mita. Kippur is not going to cover that. Ibeshogeg bar galutu. If he did it beshogeg, the murderer goes to galut. That's his kapara, not kippur. Bemezid velo atrube. So the case is talking about he did it bemezid again without a warning. So you would have thought that mezid without a warning, you can't kill the guy. There's no galut. So that's what. Kippur, let the Sa'id of Yom Kippur be mechaper b'shogeg velo et yedale. Or he did it b'shogeg and he didn't realize that he ever did it. He shot something and they didn't. No, he doesn't know he did it. I gotta go to Galut. Nobody knows. He doesn't know. Nobody knows. He shot, he killed somebody. He doesn't know he killed anybody. Nobody saw it. And he's walking around. So I would have thought that maybe the shogeg velo et yedale, he gets a kapara from the Kippur item over there. Iname banach delav b'nei Galut ninu. Or, like we learned in Masechet Makot, there's a lot of cases that a guy can murder somebody b'shogeg, but you don't go to Galut. For example, you remember we said Derech Aliyah, right? Yeah. The only time it says Vayyapel, gotta go down. But Derech Aliyah, let's say the actual head was going up, or he was bringing the barrel up, and it snapped. So in those cases, you don't go to Galut. But you don't kill the guy either. So I would have thought that maybe that's the item that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, so that's... Gemara says Kamash Malan, not like that. Look at that she on the top. In a me banach tadam bnei galut harbesh shenuim masir. Because a lot of examples of masir makod kagon sharak derech aliyah. Good, that's one case. E o mi sheyatzah even mitachat yado veosi halah roshov vekibla. Exactly. The guy threw a rock out of his hand, and after the rock left his hand, the guy stuck his head out. So if he's patur, also that case of galut, because his head was not there when the rock was thrown. Now those examples are going to be patur. Okay, so that was the havamina. The Gemara settles that for us. That was the havamina. Why I would have thought that these three items you're going to get galut. Kippur will mechaper kamash malah not. Okay, now the Gemara says a new point. Amar mor. Yachol al shalosh tumot halalu. So we said, you would have thought that, what? Maybe on these three tumot that we just mentioned, maybe it should be mechaper. Talmud lomar metumot velo kol tumot. The pasuk says on Kippur, metumot bnei Yisrael. Me is from the tumot. So the Gemara is dayek. Metumot velo kol tumot. So right away we know it's not mechaper for every type of tumah. Okay, so for some reason the Gemara said, I'll tell you the Tum'ah it's talking about. It singled out one Tum'ah. Tum'ah Bet HaMikdash Bili Yidi'ah. I mean, the guy had a Yidi'ah on Monday, Tuesday went to the Bet HaMikdash Bili Yidi'ah, and he still doesn't have a Yidi'ah, and Kippur comes along, it's Mechapeh. Now, the She'ela is, from where? Where did you get this item? Why did you... There's many Tumot in the Torah. You said, no, mid tumot. It's only talking about some of the tumot. Okay, so from why do you pick that one? What's your indication to pick the tumah of the Beit HaMikdash that you went in Bishogeg? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Ma matzinu shechileka katuv, just like we see in another place, that the Torah singles out tumat mikdash, singles it out, it's special regarding another halakha, nechlal kol tumot betumat mikdash vekadashav, from all the other types of tumot, which means the Torah singles out all the tumot. It singles out tumat mikdash v'kadashav. It puts it in a separate category. I don't know where yet. The Gemara didn't tell me where, but we're going to see. Torah singles it out. So afkam betumat mikdash v'kadashav. So to over here, when the Torah is saying the word betumotam, must be it's talking about that item that the Torah singles out somewhere else. It means tumat mikdash v'kadashav divrei b'Yehuda. Now the Gemara asks the obvious question: my hilik. Where do you see the Torah singles it out that you want to say that by Kippur it's referring to that as well? So Gemara says the mighty be'ole v'yored, which we notice already. Normally, when a person commits a sin bishogeg, he brings a regular hatat called a hatat kivu'ah. But we learned already when a person goes into the Beit HaMikdash bishogeg betum'ah, and of course he has a yedi'ah if he did it, he realizes that he did it. He brings a command, Olevi Yored. Oh, that's a special type of Tum'ah. Whereas normally you bring a regular Hattat. But we see the Torah singles that. Chilek. Chilek a Katuv the Gaber is Tum'ah. To tell me what, you bring a Korban Olevi Yored. That's the fluctuating Korban. Rich man brings a expensive one. And poor man brings the cheaper version of it, right? Olevi Yored. It goes up and down. So therefore, just like it was Mechalek the Gaber the Korban Olevi Yored, now I go to Pasuk of Kippur. The Tum'ah I see somewhere else in the Torah treated specially. And what is that? The Tum'at Mikdash. Look at that sheet. Third line. Where do you see that the Torah was mechalek in Tum'at Mikdash as opposed to other Tum'ot? Exactly. All other Shogegs bring a Korban Kavua, a regular standard Korban, Hatat Kavua. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to go on to a host of questions to prove that there's other items in the Torah that are also special, that are different, hilek, in the Tum'ah field. So why did you pick Tum'at Mikdash to be the exception? I'll show you other Tum'ot that also have unique qualities that are different than other types of Tum'ah. Why didn't you include that in the Tum'ah of Kippur to be mechaper? So the Gemara starts with this. Gemara says, "Ema avodah zara." Back to the avodah zara. Umay chilek, and where do you see the chiluk that the Torah gives to avodah zara? The mighty seira velo kisba, that it brings a seir and not a kesev, which means the person worships avodah zara, so he has to bring a korban. He does a bishogeg, let's say. If he doesn't be mezid, it's hayav karet. We know that. Leave that. Sekida, without hatra'ah, it's hayav karet. Look at that. She's se'ida, v'kizba, u'bishar kiritut, o kisba, o se'ida. Normally, you can bring either a keves or a sa'ir. But avodah zara, it's got to be a sa'ir. And we said that what? Avodah zara is a tum'ah. Oh, so I'll say it like this. Chilek ha-katuf. Since you see already a specialty when it comes to avodah zara, that you only can bring a sa'ir. And now we go back to Kippur. I'll tell you, oh, maybe the case of Kippur is talking about a case that what? The guy, let's say, worshipped Avodah Zarah, but he didn't know. He didn't have a yidi'ah, let's say, that he did the Avodah Zarah, whatever the case is, right? And then, before he got around to bring his, before he had his yidi'ah, let's say, Kippur came around. I'll say maybe the Seir of Kippur is mechaper for him. And I'll tell you, it's talking about Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah is special. It's a special type of tumah, because it brings a special type of korban. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Kahana, Anan Hilek lehakel kaamrinan, v'ay Hilek lahmiru," which means we're trying to find a hiluk to the lenient side. You brought me a hiluk lahmir, which means in our situation of tumat mikdash, what's the leniency? The lenient Olev Yored is a lenient type of korban, because again it fluctuates. This guy brings one version, he brings a cheaper version. So I found a kula by Mikdash, so I'll let also a kula that Kippur will be mechaper for this guy, even though he didn't bring any type of korban. He has no yediyah. But don't bring me a chiluk in a humrah. To bring a sa'id is a humrah, because all other types of shogeg can bring either a sa'id or a kevis. This is telling me you can only bring a sa'id. So therefore, for humrah that you found in the chiluk, I'm not going to come along and give you the kula of Kippur being mechaper for you. I'm looking for a chiluk le kula. Rashi, please. Chilek lehakel ka'amrenan. Hi, Mama Tzinu Shechilek Chiluk Shu Lakel Mifayin Al Hashkuchai Dumiyad Sa'ir Apinimid Dekulahu Shiyahid Mekapel Bekorban Tzibur Shlo Chaser Bo Mamon Meshelo. Exactly. The fact that we're letting you be Mekapel on Kippur is a tremendous kula. Because normally a Yahid that makes a sin, he's got to spend money and bring his own Korban. Here we're letting the guy who made a sin, the Bishwa Geg, not spend a dollar and let him be Mekapel through a korban of a sibur. That's a tremendous kula, by the way. We don't find that anywhere. So therefore, you want to tell me, well, it's the case, Rabbi. So you have to find me another type of tum'ah with this kulot to it. So, the Torah singled out this tum'ah le kula. So I would say, Shlom Bat Kippur. Oh, Avodah Zarah. It singled it out. You better single it out, the humrah. What's the humrah? You can only bring a sa'ir. All other chataot, I can bring a sa'ir or a kevis. I have an option. Here, you can only bring a sa'ir. So therefore, indeed, it's a hiluk. But it's a haluk nehumrah. Therefore, I'm not going to say that the Abu Dazara case can be mechupar on the Kippur Korban Yahid. Korban the Sibur of Kippur. Good? Good. Huh? Emma Yoledet. Oh, we found another type of Tum'ah. What's that Tum'ah called? Tum'at Yoledet. A lady that gave birth. Dehilek. Demaita Olevi Yored. Okay, very clear. The Yoledet, after she finishes her Tum'ah, right? She has to bring a Korban. What type of Korban does she bring? Olev Yored. And she has Tum'ah. Tum'at Yoleda. And she brings an Olev Yored. Oh, so I'll say that maybe the Hiddush of the Torah is that if, let's say, a lady gave birth, and she didn't get around bringing her Korban Olev Yored yet, and Kippur passed, maybe I'll say that the Kippur Korban takes care of it. The Kippur Korban fixes her. So therefore, and it's a Hadush, because Olev Yored is a special type of Korban. So I found a type of Tum'ah that has a Hiluk Lekula, because Olev Yored is a Kula, and therefore maybe Kippur fixes it. Look at Rashi the way he says it. Ve'ema Yoledet, she'im avar alea yom Kippurim, Ochelet b'kadashim b'lo korban, because she cannot eat kodashim. This yoledet, she brings the korban. So maybe I could argue. Let's say her time to bring the korban came, and then Kippur came right after that. So I'll say maybe the sa'ir of Kippur now allows her to eat kadashim as if she brought the korban. Gemara says very nice, but you have one problem. Amar Rav Hoshaya lechol chatotam velo lechol tumotam. Which means the pasuk says lechol hatotam. It's got to be a sin. Now, the yoledet, she has a tumah, but it's not as a result of a sin. The guy going into the Beit HaMikdash betumah, he made a sin. So you can't deny the pasuk of Yom Kippur lechol hatotam. It's got to be a type of tumah that came through het. Okay, good. So therefore, you let it off the chart. But it was right. Ule Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, but according to Rashi, Damar, you let it name chotati. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he says the you let it is chotat. She asked me because she made a sin. What's the sin? Because she vowed when she was giving birth that she's never going to be with her husband again because of the pain of the labor. So now she needs kapara for that vow. So according to that, my ikale memar. Now what are you going to say? Look at that. She says, Yoledet chotati. She korat leled, because when she's crouching to give birth, nishba'at shelo tezakek leba'ala. She swears that she don't want to be with her husband anymore. So she needs to fix that amo. So according to Rashbi, you have a case. Yoledet. It's a tum'ah. It's a kula. Olevi yored. It's a chet. So therefore, maybe I should say, if she didn't get around to bring a korban and Kippur came around, maybe it should be mechaper. So now, this is very important to remember Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon is going to come up a few times in the Gemara now. Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon leta'ame de'amar mimekomo hu mukhra. Rabbi Shimon goes according to his opinion. He says, I don't need to learn that it's talking about Tumat Mikdash from somewhere else. I learned it from the actual Pasuk itself by Kippur. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai had a gilui in the Pasuk of Kippur that it's talking about Tumat Mikdash. So therefore, I don't have your question, oh, Chilek somewhere else. I learned it from the Pasuk itself. Look at Rashi. Memekomohu mukhra. Ve'iyu lo tzarich lehagderasha v'chilek. Where did we see this? We saw this on yesterday's daf. What was the pasuk? The pasuk said, let's get the pasuk. Exactly. The pasuk's lashon was, v'chiper al kodesh, mitum'ot shel kodesh. The fact that the Torah in Kippur said, v'chiper al kodesh. So the Bishamon learned those words, v'chiper al kodesh, and it'll be mechaper on kodesh. On sins of Tumat Kodesh. What sins of Tumat Kodesh? Going to Beit HaMikdash Betumah or eating something in Betumah. So he says, listen, I hold that the Pasuk is saying it. Remember we started off the Sugya, we said, you really don't have any Pesukim that say anything over here. According to Mishon Yochai, it says it. So therefore, he's not bound by this whole Dirasha. We found the Hiluk somewhere else, and therefore I'll say that Hiluk applies to Kippur also. Mimekomo Mukhra. He holds Mimekomo from its place, from the Pasuk itself, it's Mukhra, it's clear. So therefore, don't tell me, Yoledet. What Yoledet? The Pasuk is, it's as if it's Befirush in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is telling me clearly, Yom Kippur, the Sa'id Lefnim, is Mekaper, Atum, At Mekdash, Mekadashav. Finish. Mimekomo Mukhra. Next. Now the Gemara gets another question. The Gemara says, Emma Mitzora. That's the question. Now the Gemara does not tell me how I know it's a Tum'ah Metzora, but it doesn't tell me the Chiluk. What's the Chiluk of Metzora? So Rashi tells me what's the Chiluk. Ema Metzora v'chilek tideh lo matzterek l'perusha. He doesn't got to tell me the Chiluk. Why? Da parish gebe kusha di yoledet. Because already told me by yoledet, the Chiluk is the same Chiluk. Umay chilek demayta be'od avi yored. V'hi guf ha'ita be'metzora. Same Chiluk that yoledet had. Od avi yored. Oh, so now I'll say like this. The guy has a leprosy. He got a spot on his hand. Torah says, in order to become tahor, he's got to bring a korban, which is already a chiluk. It's a special type of korban. So I might have thought that if a guy got a leprosy and he didn't get around to bring his olev yored, and now Kippur passed and they brought the sa'id bifnim, I would have thought that maybe the sa'id bifnim is mechaper for the tumah of the mesorah. Kamash balan, whatever. Maybe it's that. Maybe it is that. Maybe it's mesorah. So the Gemara says, one problem. Amar Voshaya, lechol chatotam, velo lechol tumatam. It's got to be a sin. According to Rav Voshaya, Metzorah is not a sin. Metzorah is a tum'ah. He didn't make any sin. He has a tum'ah in his hand. That's not a sin. The Gemara says, but according to Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Damar al shiv'a devarim nega'im ba'im. Ma'i kalim emar? According to Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, he says that the tzara'at comes for seven sins that a person commits. What are these seven sins? Lashon hara, shevichud damim, shevuat shav, gilui arayot, gesut haruach, gezel, and sarut ayin, stinginess. So those are seven majors. So therefore, according to Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, it is a sin. It's a sin. It's got everything. It's a sin. It's a tum'ah. It's chilek, it's special, that it brings you olev v'yored, so maybe Kippur will be mechaper. How's he going to answer? So, you tell me how's he going to answer? He'll answer, like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, mimekomohu mukhra. He'll say, I don't need derashot from outside, I hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, either from the Pasuk itself, it's mukhra, that it's talking about tumat mikdash v'kadashav, therefore, I don't have a question. I'm sure the Gemara is going to say that. Gemara says, "Oh, Gemara didn't say it." Gemara says another answer. Gemara could have said that, by the way. Gemara says another answer. Hatam נגעה דאכפר לה וקורבן לאשתרויה בקהל.
You're right, Sarat comes from an avon, but what? The avon is mechupar from the sarat. The sarat fixes the avon.
Hatam nageed de achpar le the korban le ishtiruye bekahal.
Once already has the sarat, the avon's not here anymore. Finish. The avon's not here. It's the korban that now allows him to come back into the kahal. So that's. We don't want that. We want a case where the Qurban is a kapara for the sin. The whole hatatam where the Qurban is for the sin. Here the Qurban is a different one. Qurban is not for entry again. When you did avon, which means it's like the tzaraat is its own Qurban. So therefore the tzaraat was mechaper on him already. So therefore that's not a case. You need a case where the Qurban is for the kapara.
Okay. Comes again, what answers? Another case. What's the next case? The Eman Nazir Tameh.
Okay, what's the case of Nazir Tameh? Guy makes himself Nazirut. What's Nazirut? A vow that no wine and no Tum'ah Lametin, no haircuts. Okay, for 30 days, let's say. Now the Nazir became Tameh. So number one, his Nazirut resets. You got to start again. But not before he brings a Korban. So what type of Korban does he bring? So it says, the Hilek, the mighty Turim u'bnei Yonah. Okay, what kind of Hatat is that? He brings birds. That's a Hiluk. Normally you got to bring a Hatat Kibwa. He's bringing a Turim u'bnei Yonah. Oh, so I would have thought that what? That maybe this is a case of Tum'ah. It's a case where there's a Hiluk in the case. So I would have said that maybe Kippur is Mechaper on a Nazir. That had Tum'ah, and Kippur passed before he brought the birds, I would say that the Sa'id Biftim is Mechaper on this guy's Nizirut, and then he starts again. Only problem is, the Gemara says,
Amar Boshaya, Lechol Hatotam.
It says in the Pasuk by Kippur, it's got to be a sin.
Velo Lechol Tum'otam.
The Nazir is not a case of sin. The Nazir is a regular case. The guy made himself a Nizirut. Nizirut is Avon.
Becoming Tameh.
Oh, that's a good question. Becoming Tameh is?
You can't help it.
Unless he became Tameh for a good reason, exactly. Unless he became Tameh because he was allowed to become Tameh. But still, he has to bring a Korban. But the Nizirut itself is not for Avera.
It's
Rishut.
So the Gemara says, Ul Rabbi El Azar.
So look, that's the answer. No Nazir.
However, Rabbi Elazar HaKafar, which we learned in Masechet Ta'anit, Ta'aman Nazir Namechotehu, Ma'ika Lememar,
he holds Nazir as a sinner. Why? What are you refraining from something the Torah said is permissible to you? According to Rabbi Elazar HaKafar, he holds, Torah allows you to drink wine. The way Rabbi Elazar HaKafar says, Lo dai ma she'asra lecha Torah, but there's not enough things that are forbidden. You added an extra Avera, the 614th mitzvah now, don't drink wine. What are you doing that for? That was matirit. So he holds the abstention is not praiseworthy. Okay, so according to him, the Nazir is a chet. Oh, so, and not worse.
But the chet's not Tum'ah, though.
Yeah, a very good question. He's asking good. The chet's not the Tum'ah. So the chet is the Tum'ah. Why? Because when you become Tameh, the Nizirut resets itself. Now you got to do it again. So therefore, the Tum'ah causes you more abstention. So therefore, it's part of the chet is the tum'ah. Oh, so God damn it fits in. You have tum'ah, you have chet, and you have shneturim, which is bird, which is a special topic. So maybe let Kippur mechaper. Okay, that's the answer. Savar la k'Rabbi Shimon, damar b'mekomohu mukhla. Good. According to this answer, back to Rabbi Shimon's answer. He holds b'mekomohu mukhla. I know Tumat Mikdash from the Pasuk itself, so I don't need to go draw it from somewhere else. Let me come on Mukhra.
Amar Mor.
Okay, now we go discuss the Bishamon.
Bishamon Omer, Bishamon says, Bimekomo Mukhra.
Right?
Sheareh Omer Vechiper Ala Kodesh Mitumot.
So How does he learn? V'chiper ala kodesh metum'ot, metum'ato shel kodesh. Very good. From the tum'ah of kodesh. What's the tum'ato shel kodesh? Shel tum'at mekdash, v'kadashav. And the pasuk says it beferush. Ki'ilu. Yeah? Gemara says, Shapir ka'amar Rabbi Shimon. Go back to the rabbi. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon said, good. What are you fishing from other places to try to find that it's talking about tum'at mekdash? Rabbi Shimon said, good. Rabbi Yehuda amad lecha. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, ha-hu. You know what you need the chiper lakodesh for? Mibe'ele ki hechi de'avid lifnai v'lifnim hachen na'avid b'hechal. Which means just like the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kodashim, he sprinkles 8 times. Like we say in the Tefillah on Yom Kippur, Ahat lema'ala v'sheva lemata, between the two badim of the Aron, that's from the Dama Par and the Dama Sa'ir, like it says in the Parasha. Hachin na'abid, so too he does the same hazaot, Ahat lema'ala v'sheva lemata, in the Kodesh Be'echal, meaning on the side of the parochet, outside of the Kodesh HaKodashim. Which means, it's teaching me over here, Chidush. V'chiper ala Kodesh, that what? The Hazaot that he does inside, he also has to do similar Hazaot on the outside. He has the Hazaot ben Abadim, and then he has the blood also he does on the outside, Keneged the Kodesh Kodashim, on the other, the parochet separating, yeah? So one side does on the inside, towards the Aron, and then also he sprinkles on the outside, Had the Mala V'Sheva Demata. Look at Rashi, Kihechi. Look at that, Shikihechi. Kihechi, David Lefnai Velefnim, Demifaresh Le'el Beminyana, Ahat Demal Vesheva Lemata, Medama Par, Vekama Dama Sa'ir, Vata, Havikmel, because that we are Echad, she has sick, Mokher, Al Perk Be'otz. Hadush. That not only do you sprinkle inside, Vechiper La Kodesh. You got to sprinkle in the Kodesh. Go around the outside, sprinkle also over there. Okay, Hadush. The Rabbi Shimon, how do you know that you have to sprinkle also on the outside, yeah, connected to the parochet. Hahu v'chen ye'aseh nafkar. Pasuk says v'chen ye'aseh le'oil mu'ed. So v'chen ye'aseh, not only on the inside, v'chen ye'aseh on the outside. Yeah, yeah, it's a pasuk. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, back and forth. Rabbi Yehuda, what did you do with v'chen ye'aseh? Yehuda says, imahi, if it was from v'chen ye'aseh alone, havamina naiti parvesina harini v'na'avid. Hey, kamash ma'alan. If it would have said v'chen ya'aseh alone, so I would have thought that you take another par and another sa'ir, slaughter it, take his blood, meaning v'chen ya'aseh, like a new ma'aseh, take new animals, new blood, and sprinkle it on the outside. Oh, kamash ma'lan, v'chiper ala kodesh. V'chiper ala kodesh comes along and says that the par v'sa'ir that we used already for kapara, that one also v'chiper ala kodesh. You would have thought you had a new one. Rabbi Shimon, why wouldn't I think that? V'chen ya'aseh le'oil mu'ed mineh mashma'. Which means, from the fact that it said it over here, v'chen ya'aseh, we can learn that it's referring to the same ones. Look at Rashi now. Naiti par v'sin acharini. See Rashi? Kamash ma'alat. V'chiper ma'hu gufe. V'adar kiti. It says v'chiper. So I would have told v'chiper, that's on the inside. And then it says v'chen ya'aseh. I would have thought no item. V'adar kiti v'chen ya'aseh leferushe ma'hi kapara shekatu b'tzavah alav shekichol asher asah lefnim. So I would have thought bring a new one. Mine mashma v'aital v'chiper al hakodesh drasha. Exactly, which means when it says v'chen ya'aseh lo'en mo'ed mine mashma. It's mashma from the same animal. Okay, same animal v'chen ya'aseh. Oh, v'chiper al hakodesh is extra. Oh, so v'chiper al hakodesh coming to tell me what type of items is this v'chiper for? Tum'at kodesh. Okay, so all the pesukim now are accounted for ben Rabbi Shimon and ben Rabbi Yehuda. Now we continue. Amar Mor. Okay, all the Amar Mors. Yachol al kol tum'ot shebakodesh yes sa'il ze v'chiper tamud domar mepish'ehem lechol hatota. Okay, let's go. What type of... Now that we established this Tumat Mekdash, good. Now we got to go, what type of Tumat Mekdash? The Gabedi Yidi'ot. What's the case we're talking about over here? He had a Yidi'ah, and then he had a Shekha, a He'alem. That's the only case we're talking about that Kippur is Mechaper. Yedi'ah and then a Shekha. Yedi'ah that he was Tameh. Monday he knew he was Tameh. Tuesday went to the Beit Mikdash, he forgot that he was Tameh. And he never remembered again. Oh, so that guy, he has a sin on his head, but he has no idea he has a sin on his head, because he forgot. Kippur will handle this guy. Why is this the only case, by the way? Maybe even in a case where he has Yedi'ah in the beginning, Shekha, and Yedi'ah in the end. Maybe the person is coming to tell me that this type of korban of the Kippur is mechaper in all cases. Why did you limit it to yedi'ah ve'he'anim? Maybe even in the case of yedi'ah, he'anim ve'yedi'ah. And the hadush of the Torah is, don't worry, you don't have to bring your korban. Don't bring your korban, just rely on Yom Kippur. Or let's say he didn't get around to bring his korban yet, right? And Kippur passed. Let this mechaper. Why are you limiting it to one case? So if you remember the Gemara said, because it said mepishayhem lechol hatotam. Now those are two different terminologies, hataim and pishaim. The Torah obviously is making a connection between hataim and pishaim. Ma pishaim, I'm saying upside down. Ma pishaim, ena mitkaprim bekorban. A pesha cannot be mitkaprim bekorban. That's a mezid. Af this het that we're talking about is not mechaper ayide korban. But if it was a case of a yidi'ah, be'alev v'yidi'ah, it is mechaper b'korban. Therefore, cannot be talking about this case. It's got to be talking about a case where a korban ya'id is not an option. What's a case where korban ya'id is not an option? Yidi'ah v'shikha. Why is korban ya'id not an option? He doesn't know. He doesn't know. So therefore, that's like a pesha. So the fact that Torah juxtaposes the pesha'im, the kol hatotam, it's got to be a het that's like a pesha. My pesha, that's not shayach korban. It's not shayach korban. Zu yidi'ah ve'anem. Very good. So comes the Gemara and says, "Mainu." Oh, what's the case? The case is talking about yesh pa yidi'ah b'techila ve'yesh pa yidi'ah ba ve'yesh pa yidi'ah b'sof. The Gemara's thinking, maybe you'll tell me it's this. We have yidi'ah b'techila ve'yidi'ah b'sof. Can't be. Gemara says, "Hai bar korban hu." That's a korban. Yidi'ah, you bring a korban. That cannot be the case. And what's the case? I'll give you a case. Could you give me a case where a guy has a yidi'ah, a shikha, and a yidi'ah, where he won't bring a korban? I found your case where he won't bring a korban. If that's your problem, you bring a korban. I can make a case where he won't bring a korban. And therefore it fits into the pishayim, the kol hatotam. Gemara, lo tzericha de itiyeda le samuch le shkiat hachama. He did the avon on he knew he had tumah on Monday. Okay, he knew he had tumah on Monday. Monday afternoon, right before Kippur, Erev Kippur. Kippur was on Tuesday. Erev Kippur, the guy has a yidi'ah. Oh, I did it. Now, at that point, he cannot bring a korban because it's Kippur. He can't bring a korban yachid on Kippur. So technically, there's no chayuv of korban. His chayuv of korban doesn't hit until Motzei Kippur. In the interim, they brought the sa'ir. So therefore, that's the case. Maybe the Torah is talking about that case also, where it's a case where korban doesn't apply. So salka datach amina. I would have thought ademaite nitlele until he brings his korban till after Kippur. Let the korban of Kippur stave off the punishment and the yisurin and all that stuff. Kamash ma'alan, that what? It's talking about a case where there's no korban at all, which means when it says hataim and pesha'im, it's a tum'ah that is a yidi'ah. Does not have kapara at all, even on Yom Kippurim itself. Look at Rashi, nothing. Bottom Rashi, that's what I meant to say. Bottom Rashi. Samut l'shkiyat hachama. Erev Yom Kippurim v'lo yashahut lavi korbano. Right, it's Erev Kippur. We have time to bring his korban. So I might have thought that what such a guy you covered on Kippur. And what's the halacha of the Gemara? Kamash ma'alan, no, pesha'ehem lechol hatotam. Just like the pesha, it's not, there's no korban over here. So to the chet we're talking, there's got to be a chet where there's no korban. Here there's a Qurban. If the Kippur has to be a Qurban. So therefore, we're talking about over here, we had no Yediyah Bichlal. There was never Shayach to be a Qurban in the first place. This case, he had a Qurban, he couldn't bring it. Technical situation. That's not the case. The case can be talking about a case where he had a type of sin. Yediyah, and then he had a Shikha. So it doesn't apply. Okay. Now the Gemara's Amar Mor, not the next Amar Mor. Minayin sheyesh ba yediyah betechila ve'en ba yediyah besof shesair ze tole. This is a very funny question because we thought we already did this for a page already. The Gemara asks the question, how do you know that when the guy has yediyah betechila ve'en lo yediyah besof, that the sair of Yom Kippur, that they bring inside b'chaper? What were we doing this whole daf? This is the same question again. Yeah. How do you know? We have the bazook. The bazook is tumah, hathed, and all this stuff. Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Mekomohu Mukhra, Rabbi Yehuda, from this place. That now, as if the Gemara is oblivious to that whole conversation. By the way, one question. How do you know that that bazook is talking about tumat Megdash? Minayin? So the Gemara says, Minayin? My kashile. What's the question? We just learned. We just learned better from the hikish between het and pesha. What is the hekesh between het and pesha? Just like pesha beli korban, so to the het that we're talking about is beli korban, must be a case of yediyah b'techila and yediyah b'sof. What do you want? Yehuda says, haki kakashile. This is a key point. This is our question. Hashta de amart hata'im dumya de pesha'im. Now that you made that hekesh between hata'im and pesha'im, and you said, ma pesha'im de lav b'ne korban. And that's how you included the case of Yediyah Besof and Yediyah Betchila and Yediyah Besof. Of course, there's no Korban in that case. Emma, maybe I'll add another case now. I'll say like this: Ma Peshaim Delav Bene Korban Le'olam. Af Hataim Delav Bene Korban Le'olam. Take it a step further. Pesha'im, there's no korban forever. So to us, say the chet that we're talking about is where there's no korban forever. Umayninu. And what's the case where you'll never bring a korban? En ba yidi'ah betechila v'yesh ba yidi'ah besof. That's a case where he didn't have a yidi'ah in the beginning that he was tameh, and then he had a yidi'ah then. That type of case, you never bring a korban hatat. The only time you bring a korban hatat is if you had a yidi'ah in the beginning and a yidi'ah in the end. But if you had no Yediyah in the beginning, we learned already from Pesukim, it's never brought to Korban Hatat. Now this case that we thought we included, you have no Yediyah, you have a Yediyah in the beginning, no Yediyah now. But eventually when you have a Yediyah, so Kippur fixes it temporarily. Now when the guy has Yediyah 6 months later, he brings a Hatat. He'll bring a Hatat. So maybe your Hekesh is not a right Hekesh. You wanted to say, Ma Pesha'im Embo Korban, Af Hatat Embo Korban. But this case has a Korban eventually. Maybe you're supposed to learn it. Ma pesha'im embo korban le'olam. After hata'im, we're talking about is a case where you'll never bring a korban. And that's only in a case where there was no yidi'ah betechila. Because even if he has yidi'ah le'basof, he'll never bring a korban. Because you have to have yidi'ah betechila, yidi'ah besof to bring a korban. So who told you your hikesh? Hata'im and pesha'im is correct. Maybe it's not talking about a case where yidi'ah betechila. Maybe so we had no yidi'ah betechila, where he'll never come to bring a korban. Yes. So you must have but maybe yesh by yidi'ah betechila, ve'em by yidi'ah basof. Kevan dechim mityedala. Since eventually, when he's going to find out bar korbanu, since eventually when he does find that he's a bar korban, emalodetli, maybe the si'ir of Yom Kippur is not going to fix the guy to be a tole for him. So basically, what the Gemara's question is: till now you told me I got the case. Kippur is yidi'ah betchila and yidi'ah besof. Gemara says, who says? Maybe the case is dafka and yidi'ah betchila v'yesh yidi'ah besof. Maybe that's the case that Kippur is mechaper. Yes. So comes the Gemara and says, "V'chitema." Maybe you're going to tell me that's not a she'ela. En ba yidi'ah betechila v'yesh ba yidi'ah besof sa'ir na'asa b'chutz v'yom kippurim mechaper. He says, "Don't you remember the Mishnah? The Mishnah talked about this case, and what did it say on this case? We have another sa'ir on Yom Kippur, the sa'ir b'chutz. And we said that the Sayyid Bahutz fixes that case already. Jeez, why even having a Havamir to tell me that the Sayyid Bifnim will be Mechapir on an En Yidi'ah B'Tahila V'Yishli Yidi'ah B'Sof? That already is covered by the Sayyid Bahutz. So that already is handled by another type of Qurban. We took that into consideration that I would have said Salkadatach Amina Nipuch Mepach. I would have said maybe switch the kaparot around and maybe say that the Sa'ira Pinimi, the one that's on the inside, I'll say is Mechaper when there's no Yidi'ah B'Te'ila and Yesh Yidi'ah B'Sof. And maybe the Sa'ir on the outside is talking about when there was a Yidi'ah B'Te'ila and Yidi'ah B'Sof. Switch them around. We have two cases. The case we have Yidi'ah in the beginning, Yidi'ah in the end, take that off the table. Let you bring a Qurban or whatever you did. I'll leave that case over there. Okay? We are analyzing two cases. And we want to know which Sa'id is going to be Mechaper for one of the two cases. Our two scenarios are Yidi'ah B'Tahila V'En Yidi'ah B'Sof or En Yidi'ah B'Tahila V'Yesh Yidi'ah B'Sof. So the Gemara says, hey, the Sa'id that's inside on Yom Kippur, the Sa'id that goes inside, what does it say? Pesh'ehem Hatotam. Ah, you're comparing the sin to a Pesha. I'll say, Ma Pesha En Lo Korban Le'olam Afhet En Lo Korban Le'olam. Which is a case of a het that end no korban na'olam? In yidi'ah b'tchila v'yesh yidi'ah b'sof. Beauty. I'll say that's the case of Sa'id Bifnim. Oh, that's the case of Sa'id Bifnim. But wait, Rabbi. That can't be because we already said that that case is mechapir on the Sa'ir Bahutz. Oh, no, what we meant to say is ipuch. Which means make the in yidi'ah b'tchila Bifnim and the yesh yidi'ah b'tchila on the Chutz. Vin ipuch. Ipuch mepach. So Gebra says, why would I think to do? I would think to do that. Kamash Ma'alan, therefore Gebra says, Amar Kera Lechol Hatotam. The fact that it says Lechol Hatotam, Michlal Debne Hataot Ninhu. Which means the fact that it calls it a Hatat, it's got to be a type of sin that can come to a Hatat. What's the only sin that can come to a Hatat? Yedi'ah B'Tchila. So therefore, don't make your derash. Maybe pesha'im shelo ba'al korban le'olam. No, that's don't say that. Ela is coming to tell me ma pesha'im en bo korban achshav, gam hata'im en bo korban achshav. Because she lo yodeya, but it can come to a hatat. It doesn't say the word hatat. What's the case? The case is Monday he had a yedi'ah. Very nice. Tuesday went into the Beit HaMikdash, Bili Yidi'ah. Wednesday was Kippur. Kippur will handle him. Kippur will suspend anything on the guy. And then Thursday, Motzei Kippur, the guy remembers, oh wow, I think I went into the Beit HaMikdash Betumah. Good, Thursday bring a Korban or whatever you did. But at least for that one day, when you didn't know anything, Kippur did something for you. Kippur, the Gemara, let's say he died in the interim. Right, he went up to Shamayim, that Avon already is handled for him. Okay, so did something. Good. So that's the case of the Kol Hatota. So again, leave all the Derashot for a second. The case of this, if somebody would ask you, the Sa'ir Bifnim on Yom Kippur, for what specific Avon is it? Mechaper, Fetum'at, Mikdash, Vekadashav, Kishaya lo Yidi'ah B'Tahila, Velo Haya lo Yidi'ah B'Sof. Period. What about this case? What about that case? Everything else was answered. Now the Gemara says, "Nitkaper kapara gemura." Right? Gemara says, "What do you mean pending? Let the korban finish him. Let him give him a kapara gemura." Yeah, the korban of Kippur. You're telling me it's pending till he has yediyah, and then when he has yediyah, he has to be all over it. Let it finish it. Korban, let it handle it totally. What do you mean it's tole? Tole means it's pending until a later date. Why don't you just clean him up? Let the side of it. Listen, the side of it does something for a guy. Let it do the full job. That's the Gemara's question. Nit kapir kapara gemura. Give the guy a full kapara. Gemara says, Iketiv mehatotam. If it would have said mepish ahem, mehatotam, I would have said Kedika Amart. Hashtad dichtiv lechol hatotam with a lamid lehanich deatu lechlal hatat. The lamid of lechatotam. Which was interesting. I would have said the pasuk like this. Mepishayhem vehatotam. Which means from their pishayim and their hatayim. I would have said, okay, it's mechaper. But it says lechatotam. What does the lamid teach me? To a type of het that eventually will be fixed by a korban hatat. That lamed is talking a lot of stories here. Le'akorban le'het hazeh she'yavo lideh kapara lideh hatat. Oh, so therefore, you see that the kippur ayim doesn't fix everything. It just suspends the situation until you bring your hatat. Okay, we accept that. So Gavri Gavan says, v'chi me'achar she'ero mechaper lema tole. So the Gemara asks, so then what does it do then? It's not mechaper. What does it suspend?
You don't know anything
yet. So what is it suspending yet? You're not bringing a korban yet. So you still have to bring the korban when you find out about it. So what does it do then? So the Gemara says, Amar bizera lomar she'im met mit belo avon. That's what it means. If the guy dies before he knows to bring a korban on the yored, he goes up to the shemaim. They tell you, you're lucky. You had a kippur handle you. You have no avon. So Gemara says, come on. Amar de Rava, imet mitam mareket. If he died, you don't need the side of kippur to fix you on that. The death itself cleans you up on that sin. But the death is able to mechaper for Hilul Hashem. Certainly, it can be mechaper for these, less infractions. So, therefore, we talk about the sa'id. They tell about, you're lucky. The sa'id covered you. What do they say? Covered you. The death covered him. So, Gemara says, "Ela amarava lehagen alav mena yisurin," which means, get to the shamayim. They should have given him yisurin because of this. Not in the shamayim necessarily. Could be even here. Could be even here. He has Avon on his roster. So the Hadush is that the Sa'ir staves off any Yisurin in this world that the guy should have endured. So that was covered. Let's just catch up in the Rashi over here. Let's see here. Let's read the Rashi, Mitam and Mareket. See that one over there? Shemitam and Mareket kol ha'avonot she'asa teshuvah alehin. Right? Death atones for all the sins that he made teshuvah. Ve'en ha'teshuvah gomeret kaparatan. Ve'no yom kippurim gomer kaparatan. Kigon averot hamaret. Certain averot that kippur doesn't work, teshuvah doesn't work, all pending until mita. Okay. Not all the sins. Certain sins. So this sin for sure will be covered. Look at... He didn't make the Shubah, you asking me?
Yeah, he knew he would have to bring
Kamal. Yeah, because means on the sin that he knows that he did, he has to make the Shubah. He doesn't know, then Mitaz Mechaper. Mitaz Mechaper, doesn't have to know. Okay, let's just analyze a couple of points over here outside. So that's the Gemara. That is the Gemara. Let's see just one question, let's say, off the daf over here. There was a question. There was a question brought down by the Tosafot that I wanted to share with you. Okay. Let's go back to the Amud Rishon for a second. At one stage of the Gemara, we had the case of Yoledit. What was that case? Lady gives birth. She brings olive yored. So he said that's the hiduk, that you see a special type of tum'ah. And in order for her to eat Kodesh. So let us think that's the case that Kippur will fix. The yoledet, that instead of bringing a korban, if Kippur came in between, the korban of the sa'id of inside will be mechaper for her and everything will be, she'll be able to eat Kadashim. So the Gemara says, there's no sin over there. There's no sin in that case over there. It's your lady is just a regular tumah. Then the Gemara says, ah, what about Rabbi Shimon Yochai that says it is a sin because she swore against the husband? But mimekomo mukhla. He learns it from the pesukim itself. Okay, so he says over here, hiksuat tzafut. Ech ala al darat the Gemara she sa'ir apinimi yiftor et yoledet melakriv korbenoteha. ועלו כבר למדה ברייתא מן הכתוב שאין השעיר מכפר על בר קורבן.
We learned already that the sa'ir is not מכפר on somebody that has to bring a korban. The sa'ir is only מכפר on somebody that can't bring a korban. Like our case, ידיעה בתחילה ואין ידיעה בסוף. There's no korban in the story here. Now you tell me a big hadush. Your lady, she has to bring a korban. We never had a half a minute to think that when somebody has to bring a korban, this sa'ir can cover what she has to bring. We were always talking about a case where he doesn't know how to bring it, they don't know how to bring it. Oh, so this will fix something that's not known. But once there's a human how to bring a korban, what's the half a minute for a sa'ir to be in lieu of what she's having to bring? That's just what's the question.
תרצים הצפות שלא, בקדוש, שלא נקרא בר קורבן לעניין זה, אלא חייב קורבן לשם כפרה על חטאו.
What's considered חיוב to bring a קורבן? When you're bringing a קורבן for
כפרה. אבל קורבנה של היולדת אינו בא לכפר עליה, אלא להקשירה לאכילת קדשים. לפיכך, the Gemara
thought to say that this could protect her from that חיוב. Bar Korban means you got to bring a Korban for Kapara. Once you have to bring a Korban for Kapara, Sa'id's not going to help you. Here the Sa'id that she's bringing, it's not for Kapara. It's to allow her to eat. So I would have thought such a type of Korban, maybe you could fix it by the Sa'id. So there's a Chiluk between what types of Korbanot we would allow the Sa'id to make. Which is, if the guy was Hayav Korban Hatat, Sa'id's not going to make a pit. You have to bring your korban. We don't say, hey, no, let us fix it. No. Once you have to bring your korban hatat, you have to bring your korban hatat. And that's why you have to say also later on when we said by Kippur case, when the guy sinned right before Kippur, when the guy remembered right before Kippur, you have to say since he can't bring the korban at that time, it's like he doesn't have a hayuf korban on him yet. And therefore that's why I have a minute to say that what? The Sa'id of Yom Kippur will be mechaper. Kamash manan, no. That since afterwards he's going to bring a since he had a yidiyah betchila, and he had a yidiyah besof, but that yidiyah, I would have thought that since that yidiyah cannot bring him a korban yet, because it's Sa'id of Kippur, kamash manan, that's not the case. And the case talking about was yidiyah betchila and yidiyah besof. Anyway, it was what's chiluk is again to get it clear. There's a chiluk between a korban that's material to do something, or a korban that is mechaper. On a korban that's mechaper, there was no half a minute to say Sa'id is going to take its place. Sa'id that's matir you, there was half a minute. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.